I clicked off the light, closed the door, and shook off some crazy urge to look in the dark corners behind the big gas heater. I turned toward my yellow writing pad and the pencil lying on top, and I walked quickly toward them. Without looking in any direction, I picked up the pad and pencil and went up the stairs. I made sure I didn't run, but when I got to the top, I was kind of huffing, the hair on the back of my neck still standing straight up. I closed the door behind me. I almost jumped out of my skin as my pager went off and sent jolts of vibration into my hip bone. I looked at the number. Leandra. She always paged me instead of calling because she didn't want to interrupt band practice. I wished Renee would be so cool. I dialed Leandra's number.
"Hey,"
she breathed, without even asking if it was me.
"I just got back from cheerleading practice."
"I thought your practices got done at 6, I said, giving the basement door one more shove to make sure it stayed shut.
7 tonight. Phew, I'm starved.
I could hear her opening her refrigerator as I opened mine. I saw the orange juice container and pulled it out. I tried to shake off my willies without letting on to her that I had them. "Why 7? I asked casually.
"Because of Allie McDermott. She was late again, so we had to stay after for an hour. It's the 4th time in 2 weeks. Girl's gonna get herself kicked off after one more time, and some of the others are really starting to rag."
I really didn't want to hear a whole crock about Allie. Leandro was like Allie in the sense of not liking to gossip. She said her youth group pastor used to give the kids speeches on the subject. The difference was that Leandra had to work at it, whereas Allie came by not gossiping naturally. "So are you still on the bottom of the pyramid?" I asked, because I really wanted a new subject.
"Yes," she snorted. "Why do I have to be so tall? I'm always in the back or on the bottom. I always have to catch people."
"Tall is good," I tried to assure her.
"Yeah, tell that to my knees, since thanks to Allie McDermott, I had to be on the bottom for an extra 12 pyramids."
I sighed. Her mentioning Allie so soon again meant she was dying to tell me this thing. I've heard so much about Creed, I'm not sure I can take a load of grief about Allie, I said. "Let's talk about the band."
"Oh, it's not a load of grief," she told me.
Leandra was pretty well tone deaf and didn't really appreciate the band.
"I'm not totally mad at her. I mean, if my parents split up out of the clear blue, I'm sure I'd take it hard. Who knows? I might do some wacky stuff. I just hope I wouldn't be off doing the nasty with some guy when I was supposed to be at cheerleading."
I rolled my eyes.
"When she finally did get to cheerleading, she had a bunch of leaves in her hair," Leandra went on.
"Maybe she thinks she's an Indian," I muttered.
"And you know that little suede doodad she's been wearing around her neck? It looks exactly like those things all the Boones wear. So people are saying some Boone guy gave it to her. So now she's doing it with a Boone."
"Maybe she likes little suede doodads," I snapped. But I wanted to kick Allie. I couldn't figure why she was bringing this kind of talk down on her head. I mean, every school has a few girls who go down like subs, and we had more besides Allie. But mostly they were big mouths and kind of nasty looking, the kind who would do anything to get somebody to go out with them. Allie was cute, could catch anybody she wanted to, if she wanted to. It didn't make sense.